Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Sylvest. Good morning, Paul. Well, stock market lately, all three major within striking distance of all-time highs, but they've been volatile so far this month, haven't they?
They've been a little bit volatile, and it's been revolving around some of the economic data. Certainly the Fed meeting last week, and we get a data dump this week of a ton of catch-up economic data that could move markets as well. And then throw on top of it some concern over AI, and we're kind of coming into the year, thinking there might be a couple lumps of coal in the market's stockings.
Mm-hmm. So we get some numbers this week that will be important. What are we waiting for?
We're waiting. Today we'll get the unemployment report for November and some numbers for October. We'll also get retail sales, and the combination of those two can be, I think, a big market mover. We haven't really seen anything from the employment side in quite some time, and there is a divide as to whether the employment data is going to be okay and unemployment staying at about 4.4% or ticking up, which may give the Fed additional reason to cut rates at the beginning of the year, or I should say in the end of January. Retail sales are going to be very important from a perspective of the health of the consumer. We've all been talking about how much the consumer has been strained under inflation and slowing job growth. We'll get to see those numbers as well. And we get some inflation data later on in the week. So all the pieces that were missing for the Fed meeting last week, we get this week. And then we can go on a Christmas break.
When do the economic numbers get back on a regular schedule?
My guess is probably early in January we should be back to what passes for normal. So we should see on the regular schedule. I mean, usually you get non-farm payrolls data, which we get today. Usually that's the first Friday of each month. So that should be coming out that first Friday in January, January 3rd or 4th. And then it should follow from there. And the Fed meeting is at the end of the month, so they will have a full slate of the economic data to review and decide what to do with interest rates.
The job numbers still within historically normal ranges, aren't they?
Historically low ranges, actually. I mean, you go back over time and you look at historically where the unemployment rate is, and 4.5% is certainly in the lower quartile of all the unemployment numbers over history. So we're in a fairly low unemployment range. We're high only because we've seen the last 5-6 years, maybe even 10 years now, an unemployment rate that has been below 4%, but that has been a very, very low historical number. So we're up from the historical lows, but certainly nowhere near high unemployment based on history.
Will you be pointing your clients into non-tech investments now?
We have been most of the year. We've been skeptical of the valuations in AI and the huge amount of spending that's been going on that may or may not wind up with profits at the end of that. So we've been looking at healthcare stocks. We've been looking at financial services, international as well, and small cap. And for much of the year, those have struggled, but the last 2 to 3 months or so, we've seen a pickup in those parts of the market. I think as investors as a whole have come to understand that maybe AI is just a little bit ahead of all the hype right now.
So is the concern that the tech companies are spending huge amounts on building those data centers?
Right. And, you know, if we heard comments from Oracle last week that said, you know, well, the data center that we anticipated coming online in 2027, maybe not until 2028. Where are we getting all the energy for it? We've heard stories that they may put the data centers up in space. So it's not anything that's going to show up tomorrow. It's something that's going to be over the next 3 to 5 years, but there is a huge spend at the front end of it, plus a lot of borrowing that's going on as well. And it's changing the complexion of a lot of the balance sheets for those companies. So we'll have to see how that plays out when we get the earnings numbers for many of those companies mid to late January.
It's not artificial advice. It's natural. It's Paul Nolte from Murphy
just
and
like
Sylvester.
The Christmas trees.
Yeah, that's right. Have a good one. Thank you, Paul.
Take care.